I tried, this talk is very short. This result obtained with cooperation with Marina Chugnova and John King. In 1929, Kurt von Nierengard identified the function of the pulmonary surfactant in increasing the compliance of lungs by reducing surface tension. He also realized the importance of having low surface tension in lungs of newborn infants. Later, Patel and Clements rediscovered this fact. Well known the lack of surfactant caused infant respiratory distress syndrome. These pictures are shown typical influence surfactant on alveoli. In 1992, using lubrication approximation, Janssen and Grosberg derived the following model system for description behavior of surfactant on thin film. In fact, this system is some generalization of original system derived by Garver and Grosberg in 1992. Yeah. okay. Where H is the film height, gamma capital is surfactant concentration normalized on the saturation surfactant concentration. Sigma is surface tension, and in the case when sigma is constant, equation 1 is well-known evolution Landau-Levitch equation. The parameter F is connected with capillarity force. G capital is parameter representing gravitational force. A capital connect with van der Waals forces. And Z capital is some constant to relate to the surface diffusion. In general situation, surface tension and surface diffusion are some functions depending on local surfactant concentration. In 1988, Borgas and Grosberg proposed the following equation of state in the form 3. Where theta, tau, and k is some positive empirical parameters. And also, they proposed alternative switch off laws in the form 4. After then, in 1992, Janssen and Grosberg specified the condition on surface tension in the form 4, or in the form 5. This picture is the experimental result obtained by Foda Fox in 1980 for an oil layer on water. Curvature is a theoretical model equation in the form 3. You can see that theoretical approximation in the form 3 and 5 is not good approximation nearby the critical surfactant value. And switch off law is more convenient for description, for theoretical description, surface tension. Another physical relevant and popular equation of state is the Frumkin surface equation, which generalized by Lucassen and Hansen and has form 6. Well known that Frumkin surface equation are good working for aortic surfactant. Observe that the system 1-2 is degenerate parabolic in the Douglas-Nierenberg sense. And this system lost of parabolicity, uniformly parabolicity, when H vanishes. First paper concerning a local existence of weak solution for system 1-2 in the case when capillarity, gravitational and van der Waals force are absent. Surface diffusion is strong positive and surface tension is increasing function. Have obtained by Rinaldi in 1996. In 2003, Barrett, Garke and Nürnberg proved local existence of weak solution for the situation when gravitational force is absent, surface tension is linear function, surface diffusion is positive constant, and initial data is strong positive. And under condition that surfactant concentration less or equal 1. However, these authors did not prove this conjecture. Firstly, global existence of weak solution was obtained by Garke and Wendland in 2006. In the case when gravitational and van der Waals force are absent and derivative of surface tension has special decay on infinity and surface diffusion is constant, but the initial height is non-negative. In 2011, Escher, Hillaret, Lorenzo and Walker consider a situation when surface tension, derivative of surface tension is bounded, and another situation when derivative of surface tension has some special decay on infinity. In, for this surface tension, they obtain global existence of weak solution when initial data is non-negative. Summarize the all known to us result concerning existence. We obtain the following list unsolved problem connected with existence. First problem. Degenerate diffusion case has not been studied in general. Second, van der Waals forces and non-negative initial data has not been studied. And third, the upper bounded of gamma has not been obtained. We will consider some generalization of original Jensen-Grotberg system in the form 7 and 8, coupled with Newman boundary condition. In the case n less 3, this is natural generalization on case partial weighting regime. And in the case n equals 3, m minus 1, we obtain original Jensen-Grotberg system. Assume that initial data is non-negative and initial surfactant concentration is bounded. Phi capital is the free energy, which is connected with surface tension by this relation. Moreover, assume the function phi capital is non-negative, convex, non-increasing, and this limit is finite. Surface diffusion is non-negative, non-increasing function, and this limit is finite or infinite. This depends on value surface diffusion at the nearby the critical surfactant concentration. That is point one. For example, if C1 is infinity, then this condition 12 has a good agreement with Frumkin equation of state. In the case when surface diffusion has a power-like form and constant C1 is finite, we obtain such locally behavior of surface tension. And this behavior has good agreement with original experimental results for the Cox. Note, under this condition, assumption, we can prove upper bound for surfactant concentration. We believe that the boundedness of gamma possible only surface tension is local concavity. Yeah. Gamma capital. Is surfactant concentration. Ah, that equal gamma. Yes, of course. Main result is following. If parameter m, which is connected with van der Waals forces, grade n minus 2 for n between 2 and 4, and m grade or equal n over 2 for n grade or equal 4, and our assumption is valid, then there exists local weak solution for our generalized problem. In addition, film height is non-negative and surfactant concentration is bounded almost everywhere. Okay. Sorry. M is parameter which is connected to van der Waals force. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, for subcritical and critical regime, when m less or equal n plus 2, m capital is mass, we have globally existence. Also, we have globally existence when van der Waals forces are absent. Moreover, if surface diffusion has power-like form, we can prove that the surfactant concentration is a local Gerlder continuous function. In the case m less or equal minus 1 and the initial height is not smooth and strong positive, using the method described in this article from nonlinearity, we can prove finite time rupture for the our generalized system. In particular, for the case n equal 3 and m equal minus 1, this result is valid. This case corresponds to original Jensen-Grodberg system. In general situation when m greater minus 1, this is open question, even only one equation. No. Initial data is strong positive.
So, any positive initial data will rupture the time?
Why? Not any. Okay. Initial data from H1 and C4 plus alpha.
So
yes. In the mathematical theory, well known that in case n equals 3, for the small thin film equation without surfactant, we haven't any finite speed of propagation. Now we have some progress in obtaining exact sufficient condition for finite speed of propagation and waiting time phenomenon for subcritical and critical regime. And in the case n less 3, that is for partial waiting regime. Summary. First, we proved local and global existence of weak generalized solution with non-negative initial data in the case degenerate diffusion and the presence of van der Waals forces. Second, we proved boundedness of surfactant concentration. And third, we proved local Gerler continuous for surfactant concentration when surface diffusion is power-like function. Acknowledgement. I'd like to thank the Marie Curie Foundation for the financial support. Thank you.